Your station for Preston North End.
BBC Radio Lancashire.
Simon, not the return you wanted today. You must be very disappointed.
I'm not bothered about the return to the football club. It's about getting results in the Championship. It's about making sure that your team go out there and give everything for your supporters who've had a difficult journey over today. And we were completely off it, every one of us. I don't think any one of our players can say that they played as well as they have done normally. I think we've built our success over this season, last season, etc., on hard to beat and winning individual battles and working collectively as a team. And today, too many people didn't do the jobs that they needed to do. We didn't win enough battles, as I said, and ultimately, we do that against any team in the Championship, they'll punish you, and that's what's happened today. Saying that, we could have been first goal in any games, crucial, and we had, I think, three good chances. Keeper made some three good saves to stop us from going in front. But after that, we didn't manage the game properly. We've gone chasing it, and when they've got Wells and Scannell, etc., players like that, they can hurt you.
Yeah, in a way, the first Huddersfield goal came slightly against a run of play. Before that, as you say, you had two or three good chances, the first of which came after, 12 seconds?
Yeah, look, we started the game brightly. We knew exactly how they were going to play it, and we tried to press them up the pitch. And another day, you get that first goal, and it becomes a different story, and we did. He made three good saves from Ricci, I think Will Keane, and twice from Will, I'm not quite sure. But you've got to then stick to your game plan of what you're doing, and we had too many players not doing the jobs that they were required to do in the team, and ultimately we get done, and you've got to manage the game properly and better. 10 minutes to go, we're 3-0 down, and I haven't seen too many teams come back from 3-0 down, and we're chasing the game, and could have been a real embarrassing score, 6, 7 or 8 at times. But we've not had too many performances like this since I've been at the club. Obviously it's a bit of a kick up the backside for collectively for everybody.
How alarmed were you by the ease at which they got through you in the second half?
Yeah, extremely, because no team has done that this year in the Championship, and no disrespect, there's better players who've been playing against this season who've had very few opportunities. Today, the likes of Scannell and Lolly and Wells, etc., and Bunn, when he came on, it's too easy. It was too open, we were too loose with the ball, we give it away too cheaply. Without a possession, we were too easy to play against. And Huddersfield have got players that will hurt you if you're too loose out of possession.
And clearly, you've made your thoughts clear in the dressing room. You've had to have strong words, and you've probably not done that very often, have you?
No, and that's credit to the players. I think we've lost games this season, and there's always been a manner in the way that you lose games. For example, last week at Leeds, we lost and was really proud of the players. Today, we've lost and, as you said, not overly impressed with what we did. And it's not a good day for us, but they're far and few days that we've had at this football club. Got to make sure now we respond, because we've got a tough game on Monday against Hull. Obviously, a different level trying to get into the Premiership. But we need a reaction from the players.
And the substitutions you made, were they tactical, or were some of those fitness issues as well?
A bit of both. I think Marnick got sort of a dead leg. Gans has got an elbow. I don't think it was intentional. Got a nice big black eye. Josh Browner was more tactical to try and get us trying back in the game with a goal, etc. So you try and make all these decisions. But I think we could have put a lot of other players on and still had the same effect.
Fair to say you missed Alan Brown a lot today?
I think in hindsight you look back and you think, well, maybe could have played John Welsh instead of him, but we knew we had to try and pass the ball. Kilkenny came into the team who'd played very well at Leeds last week. Maybe we were a little bit loose in that midfield area, so it's something that we all look at. But Brownie's done really well. We'll have to see if he's fit for Monday or not, but I just said to the players, no matter what team I put out on Monday, nobody should have any complaints if they're in it or out of it.
And just a final one, a message for the fans who've travelled over. I mean, the conditions back in Lancashire are horrendous. Have you got a message for those who've been listening back home?
Yeah, certainly have. I just hopefully everybody is safe and not in too much trouble. I've left there this morning and where I was, it was flooded, and I'm sure that wasn't the only village or part of Lancashire that has been underwater. And supporters have made a fantastic effort to get over today, and hopefully they're all get home safely, because the M62 has obviously got its troubles, but mainly the families in Lancashire, hopefully they're all safe and not too many troubles.